Welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. Intel's pushing the boundaries of chip technology with some exciting breakthroughs unveiled at IEDM 2024. Their foundry technology research team is developing atomically thin 2D transistors and advanced interconnects that go beyond traditional silicon. This could lead to processors that are 20 to 50% more powerful in future designs. It's a big deal for next-gen computing, potentially making our devices much more efficient and capable. On the tools front, there's a new version of the Mold Linker out. Version 2.35 now supports Big Endian ARM 64 architectures, which is great news if you're working on projects for those platforms. You can grab it from GitHub and compile it yourself. This update means smoother linking for Big Endian ARM 64 projects without running into compatibility issues. In the world of Linux, kernel developers have been busy fixing some responsiveness problems with Intel's upcoming Lunar Lake processors. The 6.13-RC2 kernel update addresses these CPU-specific issues that were causing performance degradation. It's a good reminder of how crucial proactive kernel adjustments are for supporting new hardware. Now for some quick hits. There's a new RFC out, number 9557, which defines an extended internet timestamp format. It includes additional metadata, which could be useful for more precise timing in network applications. OpenAI has partnered with defense contractor Anduril, which is stirring up some controversy. Some employees are concerned about the potential militarization of AI technology. In cybersecurity news, a major Chinese hacking campaign has been targeting telecom networks across multiple countries. It's a reminder of the ongoing threats to critical infrastructure. Lastly, Google is challenging a supervision order from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau regarding its payment services. They're taking legal action to contest the CFPB's authority in this area. Remember, if you're looking for any code mentioned, you can find it at compiler.io. If you'd like to create AI-generated content like this, check out secretagent.xyz. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.